Welcome to Current Sports. As always, I'm your host, Al Martin. I want to remind you all that you can weigh in. Let your voice be heard each and every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WKAR AM 870 by following me on Twitter at Al Martin WKAR. Like Current Sports on Facebook at facebook.com/currentsports or even email me at almartin@wkar.org. Don't be shy. Hit us up. We want to hear, as always, what's on your mind. And, of course, you know that you can give us a ring right here at Current Sports by calling 517-355-9527. Again, that's 517-355-9527. And how have you been enjoying the show so far? We are about on our second or third month of the show now. Man, time is certainly flying, and we encourage all of the dedicated Current Sports listeners out there to let us know what you like, what you don't like, and pose some conversations that you would like to hear right here on this very show. Again, you can tweet me, you can Facebook me, you can email me, you can send a smoke signal, you can do anything. Just make sure you get in contact with us. We want to hear, as always, what is on your mind. And I also want to let you all know that it's truly a privilege to announce this to you all. Well, we actually announced it last week, but again, we want to let you guys know that we have an update on the television show, ladies and gents. As mentioned last week, as I just said, Current Sports TV launches this Thursday, just 3 days away. My goodness, can you believe that? 3 days away, the first guest will be Spartan Hoop great and now Detroit Pistons TV analyst Greg Special K Kelser. And folks, yes, you out there listening in your car, on your back patio, wherever you are right now, you can be a part of that taping. It will be a live audience that holds about 80 people, and guess what? It's free. Yes, you all love free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff, right? All you have to do is sign up and show up. Go to WKAR.org to find out how. It only takes 2 minutes, folks. And again, that's Thursday at 6 p.m. right here in the Communication Arts and Sciences Building, Studio F. You do not want to miss this one. I am truly excited. I'm going nuts just thinking about it. All right, man, that's a mouthful. All right, let's dig right into the show. Now, he spent 3 years working in the NCAA before starting his own business, Childress Sports Consulting, which focuses on talking about leadership, education, social media, and recruiting with high school college athletes. Now he has been named as Okemos High School's new athletic director, replacing Bob Bullock, who will be returning to the middle school level. It is certainly an honor and a pleasure to welcome Ira Childress to Current Sports. How you doing, Ira?
Doing well. How are you, Al?
I am great. Well, thanks a lot for joining us on the show. You just made it in, man.
Yes.
Great timing. That was great timing.
Yeah, it made it here, and this is a beautiful facility you guys have here, and obviously you're doing a really good job, so that's awesome to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you. Now, Ira, please talk about your journey to becoming Okemos' athletic director.
Well, you know, it's a long, you know, a long journey here to be Okemos athletic director. It started, did a lot of things in the area that you're in right now, sports broadcasting, had an opportunity to work in that and love that field, and still dabble in that from time to time now. But just really had an eye for sports. You know, when I was in college as an undergrad, I played college football at Ferris State University, went there, had a great education at Ferris, and then as I got to my senior year, I started thinking, hey, what do I want to really do? I knew I majored in communication, so I had a few different areas that I could really hone in on. So
right.
Sports broadcasting was one of them, and then I knew I wanted to work in sports. So one of the things I did was I went back and I stayed at Ferris. I got my master's, worked at the university, worked on the administration side of things, dabbled in athletics a little bit, continued to do that for 5 years. And then I got the call from the NCAA, and they said, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody to come in and work here and do some things with college football coaches and have a chance to work with student athletes around the country on different skill sets as far as leadership and communication and other things. And I was like, it sounds like a great opportunity. So I went and I worked with the NCAA and from 2008 to the end of 2011, just a great opportunity there. Had a chance to work with some of the best college football coaches in the country, Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M, David Shaw down at Stanford. Stanford, just to name a few, and Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. But it was just a great experience there, working with these coaches and trying to help them achieve their goals on and off the field. So that was a great opportunity. And then after I left the NCAA, I decided I wanted to start my own company. I always wanted to do that. And with my partner, Andrew Mosier, we started Children's Sports Consulting, and had a chance to work with speak and work with different colleges across the country. Also, I work with high school student-athletes across the country. So that was a great experience as well. One thing I didn't mention at the NCAA, I had also a chance to work at the NFL office in New York City, the NFL headquarters. I had a chance to do that. That was a great experience, and work with some NFL players as well. So that was a nice partnership we had with the NFL. So had some programs I developed there. So it's been a great journey. Now I'm here at Okemos. I'm loving every minute of it, having the opportunity. I still have my consulting business. I do consulting on the side, but my number one priority is Okemos High School.
Wow, Ira, that was a mouthful. Right. You have done so much, so much. And you know what, just to go back on and touch on your work with the NCAA, you said you worked with coaches like Brian Kelly from Notre Dame and so on and so on. I mean, what did you help them do? You said build their programs. What specifically were you doing with those coaches?
Yeah, just, you know, with Coach Kelly, I had a chance to, came in and spoke to some young coaches that I had. I ran a college football coaches program. It's called the Football Coaches Academy. And what we would do is try to help young coaches in the business. There were assistants. David Shaw was an assistant at the time at Stanford, and you know, and different coaches were assistants. We tried to help them get ready to be a head coach, prepare themselves to be ready to be a head coach. And with that being said, I would bring them in, and it would be like a 3-day seminar, and we would go over all the things other than X's and O's. Okay, tell me, here's how you're going to do an interview. Here's how you're going to go through the interview process. Here's some of the things that you need to have on your portfolio. Here's some of the things that you need to focus on as far as off the field, you know, working in the community and things of that nature. Just everything it takes to build a program. And the one thing I would always tell my coaches is you have to be a CEO of your program when you become the head coach. You may be the offensive coordinator right now, and David Shaw and I, we had, you know, several conversations, and we talked right before he went in for the interview for Stanford, and we talked right after he got it. He called me early in the morning and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know I got the job. You know, thanks for everything, right. All of the help." He went through all of our academies. We had a great relationship, still do, and it was great to see him to get that opportunity and have a small part in helping him prepare for it. Because my thing was, you're going to be sitting down here for an interview. You're not going to be talking really X's and O's. I mean, they know you know the football, but they want to know, okay, how do you tell me about your academic plan? Tell me about how your student athletes are going to be working in the community. Talk to me about, you know, the things that you're going to bring, the fundraising aspect of how you're going to raise money for university. Just things that aren't necessarily right in the wheelhouse of a football coach, and we really worked on that. And actually, with that program, I brought in Mark Hollis to be a speaker, and he gave a little plan of his that he had a nice little plan for coaches, and it was really, really good. And we're still friends this day. I emailed him a few weeks back. We're gonna get together at some point, but yeah. So I brought him in, and he did a good job, and he and stuff like that. So I had a chance to touch a lot of different people with that program.
So Hollis came in and talked to the coaches.
Yep, talked to the coaches.
So these college football coaches were
sitting there listening to Hollis.
Wow. Who was in that room when Hollis was talking?
Oh, I can't remember, but some good ones. Some good ones, because you got to think, all these coaches, they were assistants at the time,
yeah.
But you know, a lot of them later became, you know, head coaches, and that was the big thing of just making that next step to the head coaching seat, because it's a big difference from being an assistant, even if you're an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, to being a head coach. Just because you got to think about it. The one thing David used to always tell me is that when he first became the head coach at Stanford, it was like some of the things that he loved to do, he couldn't do anymore because he didn't have the time. I mean, like putting, you know,
too busy.
You got so many other things to think about. So it's good. So it was fun. The NCAA was fun, and I had a chance. Like I said, I worked with Troy Vincent, who's the vice president of player development for the NFL, player engagement for the NFL. I had a chance to work with him, and we worked with some NFL players, some retired players, and some current players. Some retired players like Heisman Trophy winner Charlie Ward, and some other folks who are going into coaching. Tyrone Wheatley. I know that name rings a bell around here.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I had a chance to work with Ty a lot extensively. So it's some really, really good things happening with some young coaches out there, some guys that came through Michigan State, people like Herb Haygood, who's down at Indiana now. Mm-hmm. Had a chance to work with Herb a lot. We talked a few weeks ago. We still stay in touch. Lorenzo Guest.
A
lot of Michigan State guys that came through and are still in the coaching arena today. So wow. It's good.
That's great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining us here on Current Sports, we have a great guest today. We have Ira Childress. He's just been named as the Okemos new athletic director there. And now, Ira, you are also a graduate of Baldwin High School, now where you played football and an administrator at Ferris State. Now, what experiences through both of those avenues do you plan to bring to this new position as Okemos AD?
Well, Okemos is a unique community because it has a lot of great tradition already. A lot of great tradition in athletics and obviously academics. One of the things that was very intriguing to me about Okemos was the academics were very, very good. The right. Track record was good. I mean, they ranked eighth in the nation, in a different polls and rankings from an academic standpoint. Just very, very high. And we have great leadership there with Catherine Ash, the superintendent, Christine Cermak, the principal there. So they do an outstanding job. So that was attractive. The one thing I thought that I could bring and learn from my experiences is a lot of the external experiences that I've had, things that I gained at Ferris State from a fundraising standpoint. We have a really good booster club. I want to work with them and help them raise money because in this day and age, one of the things you can do outside of game operations and making sure your student athletes have a great experience is raise money because you need money for facility upgrades. You need money to be able to give your student athletes the best experience possible. So I will definitely try to bring that to the table. And then also we're going to, we'll do some game operations and making sure we're good there and making sure that we have great coaches already. So I don't need to do really anything there. We have some really, really good coaches in place. Just provide leadership and things of that nature to whatever the coaches need, I'm there for them.
Now, Ira, when you got the job earlier this summer, you were quoted in the Lansing State Journal as saying, I'll quote, "I want to help Okemos go from good to great," end quote. Ira, how do you plan on doing that? And what, in your standard, in your eyes, makes a good athletic program not just good, but great?
I think, there's a number of things, but I think we're great right now with our student athletes. I think we're great right now with our coaches. I think we're really good with our facilities, but I'd like to see those be upgraded in some areas, in some capacities. Not all. I mean, most of them are good, but there needs to, some upgrades there. But just also in some of our external things, as marketing, getting our programs out there, making sure that our student athletes really have an opportunity to play or really have an opportunity to get things, from an exposure standpoint. And really, I want to see every arena packed. I want to see our water polo matches packed. I want to see our tennis matches packed. I want to see the football games, the standing room only, or I have to put a sign up that says sold out. Those are the things that I want for our program. Now, is it going to happen overnight? No. Is it going to happen next year? Probably not. But that's the long range goal, what you asked. I see great in every aspect. Now, I can't do that alone. I know that. We got great coaches. I'm going to need the community. I'm going to need people to step up. I'm going to need people to start with being there on August 29th when we play Mason at our place. We're going to white the place out. It's going to be a whiteout. All Okemos fans are encouraged to wear white. So I'm going to need the people to pack that, that opening game. So I they're a little plugged there. But
you're fine. You're fine. It's your world. Your world, baby.
Plug there. But we need that. We need to. So when you ask the question, the good, the great, when I look at great, I look at all aspects of the program being great. And right now, I think we're good, and it's nothing wrong with being good because a lot of people would love to be good. A lot of people would love to be where we are.
That's
but
true.
We have room for improvement. As long as we're here, we have room for improvement. I don't think anyone's walking around Okemos or anywhere else saying we're as good as we can ever be. We have no room for improvement. So
right.
I think we definitely have room for improvement.
Now, with this new position, and you talked about your relationship with Mark Hollis, who's athletic director at Michigan State University. Have you reached out to Mark Mark as far as any advice from athletic, because he's an unbelievable. I mean, that's, I know it's a totally different realm. We talk about high school and college, but still, I mean, he's an athletic director as well. Have you reached out to him?
And reached out to Mark, and he's been on some vacation time and he's been doing some other things, but I'm gonna pin him down. We're gonna get together and chat. He was great. He returned my email right away and said, "Hey, we'll get together at some point soon, and I want to get together before we get too busy into all the fall sports and stuff like that." But he's always been great anytime I've tried to get a hold of him or connect with him. But he's what kind of along the lines of, if you say you want to model yourself after as an athletic director in whatever level, high school and college is different, but I've been on the college level and now I've been in the high school level. There's a lot of similarities too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of similarities.
Talk about some of those similarities.
Some of the similarities is, hey, you still have to run good events. You still have to have, you know, officials there, both coaches, both teams, you know, all the basics, you know, that you don't think about, all that has to be run. You still have to have your ticket takers, your people in the parking lot, all the operational stuff, all that stuff is the same. And now with high school, you're still adding that fundraising component. And that's big at the college level, you know, raising money. You see that new facility over there Michigan State has, you know, from a football standpoint. Hey, well, they didn't put that up for free. You know, I mean, somebody had to raise money to get that, you know, in high school with the state, you know, cutting more and more, and you're not getting the funds that you used to get from the state. You have to be able to fundraise and raise money. So those are the things that when I look at Mark Hollis that I like. And the one thing about Mark that I like, and I'll be tapping into this too, he is one of the most creative thinkers. A guy that came up with some great events like the basketball back in the day, you know, the Cold War, the hockey game, you know, just a lot of things that were, you know, intriguing, playing the basketball game on the ship a few years back. You know, just some of those ideas. And some of those things, I have some ideas at Oklahoma's. Obviously, not anything as grand as that, or even close, but just some ideas we want to do externally and really try to, you know, market our program and market all of our sports and really get people to come over, you know, from East Lansing, from Holt, from DeWitt, from the surrounding towns, and they say, hey, you know what? We got to be in Oakmans tonight. That's the place to be. So those are the things that I'm going to try to pick Mark's brain about, some ideas.
Do you already have some of those creative ideas?
I do, but I can't share them.
But
I have some, but I want to talk to him more about it and really kind of work through it. But yeah, there's some things we want to do. I mean, I'm excited, if you can't tell, to be in this role, because I believe it's a role that when you're working with teenagers like we are in high school athletics, I believe it's such a role that's so important for them to really get the best experience, because a lot of them won't go on to college. They won't get that college athletic experience. This athletic experience in their high school, for most of them, will be the last. So we want to make sure it's a great experience and it's the best experience.
I'm the blood is boiling right now, Ira. I cannot wait to go to an Oklahoma football game. Again, you guys play Mason the first game of the season, right?
It's a
white out on the 29th.
Right on the 29th, yeah.
I can't wait for it. Now, I got to ask you this aspect of things too, Ira. And we had the privilege of having Lansing Community College athletic director Greg Malik here on the show. This is his first year as well. Uh-huh. Now, I want to ask you, because the Lansing School District, I don't know if you know this or not, but they have given their athletic director duties now to the assistant principals, and that's just in the Lansing School District. Now, I want to ask your opinion on that, and do you believe that the assistant principals can do, because like you said, that's a mouthful. You guys do a lot. Do you think that an assistant principal can do that job to full capacity while also being the assistant principal? Because that's a big job, and a lot of people don't understand how big of a job an athletic director is.
It's a big job. I think they can do it. I mean, I'm very fortunate. Oakland's my whole focus is athletics, as far as making it, you know, as a job title. Mm-hmm. So I don't have other responsibilities. But if you go throughout the state, there are people who are doing the athletic director and assistant principal jobs right now in many jobs throughout the state. So I think it can be done. Is it more challenging? Sure. I mean, when you have that type of responsibility, it is more challenging. It takes more time. I'm sure you have to manage your time a little bit better, and of course you need a lot of help, and I'm sure they do have that in place there. So, you know, I hope things wish for the best for the Lansing schools. I don't know situations going on there, so I really won't comment on that, but definitely want to see them grow and do well, because, you know, I know growing up, you know, the Lansing schools always were some of the best best competitive schools when it came to athletics.
Gotcha. Now, another aspect I want to touch on, we had a discussion about this last week as well, is I don't know if you've seen Oregon's new football facility and the newly renovated. I mean, it's unbelievable, Ira. It looks like P. Diddy's house or something like
right.
that. If you look at OSU, OSU has done the same thing. Now, when you look at these facilities, I mean, they have hypotherapy rooms, TVs everywhere, locker room. I mean, it's unbelievable. Do you think some college athletes are spoiled to a degree when it comes to college athletics?
I don't know about spoiled, but I think it's a different day. You know, when you and I came along, or maybe me, I'm a little older than you, but when we came along, it was more of those one of those things where you went to college. I mean, when I played college football at Ferris, I ended up going there. The coach, I mean, Coach Pierce, the guy that was there, was a great coach. That was the one thing that really sold me on. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, our facilities, they weren't great. They were just okay. You know, they've since upgraded, and then, you know, now, yeah. But that wasn't really a focus. But today's student athlete, they want to see the bells and whistles. They want to see the facilities. They want to see what you have. So, you know, these colleges are forced to keep up with the Joneses. I mean, you can't say, you know, this is what we had 15 years ago, 20. Right. That doesn't work. I mean, I went through, I had a chance to visit Michigan State this past summer. Coach Dwayne Stevens took me on a tour and checked it all out. It's unbelievable what they're doing there basketball-wise. And they're looking, I know they're looking to do more.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where they're you know, the old school way, you know, it just doesn't work anywhere. Now, with exceptions, places like if you go to Butler, you know, it's an older building and all that, and they kind of play on the nostalgia and being old school and the Hoosiers theme and
right.
all that works there. But most places, you have to have the upgrades and everything. Now, is it a little bit over the top sometimes with some of these institutions like Oregon? And all
they
that.
Got a barbershop.
Yeah, they got a barbershop.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a little much. Yeah, that's a little much. But again, you know, when you have Phil Knight behind you, it doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, you're lying, yeah. You got the swoosh behind you.
The last time I checked, he wasn't hurting. He was hurting for money.
That's
you know?
True. That is very true. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining us on Current Sports, we are talking with new athletic director of Okemos High School, Ira Childress. Now, Ira, you know, when I'm looking at, you know, position, first of all, congratulations. This is huge. What Thanks. Are your goals and plans? What can we expect from Okemos High School Athletics this upcoming school year?
Just this year, I'm not going to have a lot of big things that I'm trying to do. I'm going to really just try to listen and learn and make sure that we're competing at a high level in all of our sports, make sure our coaches have everything that they need to have with them, make sure our student athletes have, you know, get the greatest experience they can possibly get. Because I think one of the mistakes you can make when you come into a new role like this and you have a school and a school system and athletic department that's doing really well to come in and make a bunch of changes. We're not going to do that. I mean, it's not necessary. You know, I mean, it's not an idea for me to create stuff just to say, hey, look what I did. I mean, I know who I am. I know what my capabilities are. And I know that I'm stepping into a really good situation that just needs, you know, we'll tweak some things here and there, but nothing major in year one. We just want to, you know, make sure that we continue on the tradition that Okemos has. You know, in year two, we may tweak a few things, but there's not going to be a lot of drastic changes,
right.
you know, at Okemos, because it's good already. I mean, this is a place that you want to be. If you're an athlete, it's a place you want to be. If you're a student, I mean, it is one of the best school systems. I tell you this, when I was interested in the job, I did my own research. Obviously, I checked out, you know, I checked with some of the athletic directors, some of the people I know around the state. I said, hey, you know, I'm interviewing for a couple opportunities here. Tell me about Okemos and where you think that is. And a lot of people say, hey, this is a great job, a great opportunity. You know, it's a top 10 job, you know. So that was something that was really intriguing to me. And now being in it a month, I mean, they're right. I mean, you know, obviously, as I said, we will continue to improve, but it's a great place. So nothing major right away. But just the one thing I will say, if you come out to an Okemos game, it's going to be a great experience. I mean, you know, a great experience. You're going to see student athletes competing hard. You're going to see, you know, the fans into it. You're going to see the teams respectful. You're going to see sportsmanship. You're going to see all the things that you want to see in a high school athletic event. Because don't get me wrong, high school is not pro sports. We don't want it to be anywhere near that. This is not entertainment.
Right.
I mean, we want it to be entertaining as far as the student athletes playing hard and doing that. But it's not entertainment. It is, I believe,
I firmly believe in educational athletics, and the education will go along with the athletics. I always tell people, education changed my life. People say, hey, you've had a lot of great opportunities in life. Yes, I have, and athletics was a part of that. It helped, don't get me wrong. But the thing that changed my life the most was the fact that I had an education. And with that means a high school education, a bachelor's degree, and a master's degree. So no matter what, every time I apply for a job or I'm in a different role, when they roll out my education, they see master's completed in education administration. So that's a big, big key. And I believe, you know, for our students there, and they really are high achievers in education from an educational standpoint, athletics and education have to go hand in hand, because when you talk about educational athletics, I feel like you're on the right track then at the high school level. That's important.
So true. I definitely look forward to it, Ira. Again, and you guys play your first football game, on the 29th against Mason. Now, I don't want to call you out, Ira, but I believe you're wearing Mason colors right now. I'm just saying you got on the blue and the red.
Right, yeah.
Hold on now. Is that right, like some, right. Maybe that's reverse psychology.
Hey, we'll call it reverse psychology today. when I got up this morning, I wasn't really thinking about it.
We'll call it
reverse psychology. But I guarantee on the 29th, if you show up, I'll be in white and I'll have, you know, my Okemos flag waving and we'll be ready to go. So it's gonna be a great night. And hopefully we're gonna get you over to a game.
Oh, without a doubt, we will definitely, the current sports crew, we'll be flooding out to games. We'll definitely be there, man.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your current sports. I'm curious. I'm new to the area, I'm trying to plug into all the things that are going on.
Well, you just allowed me to plug the TV show
here. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, the TV show, we're kicking off this Thursday. This Thursday at 6 o'clock is the very first taping of Current Sports TV. It will air on September 12th, mark your calendar day, September 12th, live audience. Again, if you want to be a part of that live audience, go to WKR.org. You can sign up, come out, it's free. I can't wait for it, Ira. We will definitely be in touch, brother, and thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks. You tell my friend Greg I said hello.
I will, definitely.
All right, take
care. There you have it. The new AD over at Okemos High School, Ira Childress. He is certainly a great guy, and look forward to the extraordinary things that he will do over there in Okemos. All right, when we return to current sports, we'll dive into our current sports section of the show. Want to remind you all that we'll be taking your calls right after the break, 517-355-9527. Let us hear your thoughts on anything. Want to hear what's on your mind? Stay tuned. More current sports is coming right at you.
The latest healthcare developments.
How what happens in Washington affects you.
How world events affect us all.
The news continues throughout your day. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. We are your co-hosts for Here and Now. Breaking news, thoughtful analysis, surprising interviews in the middle of your day.
With voices from all across the country, so you won't miss a thing.
That's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
That's Here and Now, coming up at 2 p.m.
Every weekday afternoon at 4, All Things Considered keeps you up to date on current events nationally and around the world. I inform you on what's happening at the state and local levels. Hi, I'm Brad Walker, your host for All Things Considered. Join me as we stay on top of the things that matter to you on All Things Considered, weekdays from 4 until 6 on AM 870 WKAR.
Welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. It's now time for Current Sports, giving you all of the latest sporting news concerning you. That's right, the good people of Mid-Michigan. We just finished talking with the new athletic director over at Okemos High School, Ira Childress. He has some great plans in store for the Chieftains. He came in. He was rocking some Mason colors, though, today. It's the first game, August 29th. But trust me, he will not be rocking blue and red come August 29th. He's such a great guy and done some extraordinary things, including being a sports broadcaster. Can you believe that? He actually covered the Super Bowl back in the day. Meant to get to that, but hey, we'll talk to him. He'll definitely be in touch as the weeks go by. All right, well, let's dive into our current sports topics. The Detroit Tigers, they fall 6-2 to the Chicago White Sox last night. Chris Sale, he pitched unbelievable yesterday. Sale, who's 8-11 right now, he scattered 9 hits in his 4th complete game of the season, and the White Sox overcame Miguel Cabrera's 4th homer in 4 games. 4 homers in 4 games for Mickey. Unbelievable. But again, the Sox beat Detroit 6-2. Now, the 24-year-old left-hander, he struck out 6 and walked 1. That's Chris Sale, winning his 2nd straight start after going 1-9 in his previous 11. Now, Doug Fister, he had his worst outing since before the All-Star break, and the Tigers lost for the 3rd time in their last 4 games. Fister was 3-0 with a 1.29 ERA in 4 starts since the break before allowing 4 earned runs to the White Sox last night. That was the most earned runs for Fister he has allowed since giving up 6 earned runs in back-to-back starts in early July. Now, Fister retired 9 of his first 10 batters. 9 of the first 10 batters he faced before allowing 9 of the next 12 to reach base. Now, Detroit's second baseman, Omar Infante, he returned to the lineup and batted 7th after being on the disabled list for more than a month with a sprained ankle. To make room, the Tigers option infielder Hernan Perez to Triple-A Toledo before the game. Now, if you watched last night's game, even though the Tigers did lose, there was one unbelievable play by a new Tiger.
Broke his bat. Soft liner just by Fister. Look at that play by Iglesias.
Iglesias, you didn't just do that, I know.
No way.
Come on, Jose.
Ladies and gentlemen, that just happened.
No way, Jose. Unbelievable play. That all rhymed. That was pretty cool. All right, but anyway, Jose Iglesias, I mean, if you saw the play, I mean, he scoops it up, falling to the ground, barehanded, throws it to Prince Fielder over at first. And it was truly special. I mean, if you want to check it out, YouTube it. It's all over the baseball world. It's all over the sports world, period. Just YouTube it. It was sick. Probably the best play I've seen all year in baseball. It was crazy. All right, right-handed pitcher Justin Verlander, he is slated to start the first game of the Tigers doubleheader on Friday against Kansas City. Leland hasn't announced a starter for the second game, though, but said, quote, "It's someone who's not here," end quote. Detroit also announced the injury rehabilitation assignment of right-hander Octavio Dotel. He had been transferred to the from the Gulf Coast League Tigers to Class A Lakeland. So, all right. Well, as we just talked with Ira Childress, and we talked some high school football, yesterday was high schools across all of Michigan. They held their very first football practices. Yes, yesterday was the opening day for all of high school football practices in the state of Michigan. There's a lot of new coaches in the area, I tell you. Other new coaches in the area that were held their first practices yesterday include Devin Pringle at Carson City Crystal, Jeff Finney at Charlotte. I mean, I could go on and on, just a host of new coaches. So, hey, we wish you well, and the current sports team will definitely be out covering these games as we kick off high school football. I can feel it in my veins. I certainly cannot wait for that. All right, Kickalicious. Oh, man, YouTube videos aren't the only thing boosting Lions kicker. You've heard of him, yes, Harvard Ruglin. Yes, Harvard Ruglin, his streak cred kind of goes up on this one, at least in my opinion. I tell you that because the Norwegian rookie, known as Kickalicious, he is battling with David Akers right now for the Lions kicking job. Now, he revealed to his teammates that he learned English through movies and hip-hop. So, got to check out this quote. This is from Lions guard Rob Sims. He says, quote, "The first day we're hanging out in the tub, right? I'm just talking to him. I'm like, you speak English really well. Man, where'd you learn English from?" He was like, quote, "Mostly from movies and listening to the Wu-Tang Clan, excuse me, the Wu-Tang Clan, and it blew his mind," end quote. Oh, man, now he may be a long shot to make the squad, but he is certainly winning his new teammates over. The Wu-Tang Clan, that's how he learned English. I hope he hadn't learned some dirty words, I tell you that, but man, that's pretty cool stuff. I'm rooting for Kickalicious. He's such a great story. I mean, his YouTube videos are just unbelievable. And he has certainly been making some noise in preseason practices and even in the first preseason game against the New York Jets. He was certainly great there. So Harvard Ruglin, he learned English through the Wu-Tang Clan. Who needs Hooked on Phonics? Just pop in a Wu-Tang CD, I guess. All right, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel's Endless Summer just keeps on going a little bit longer. Now, sources have told ESPN's Outside the Lines that the Heisman-winning quarterback took part in two additional autograph signing sessions for well-known brokers. Now, they allege the sessions took place in Miami, Florida after the championship game and then later in January in Houston. Now, the sessions were organized by Kirk Freestadt, who runs an autograph company out of Florida in, called KLF Sports and has exclusive deals with Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, Albert Pujols, A-Rod, and Chipper Jones. Now, sources allege that Manziel, he signed over 1,500 pieces of memorabilia at each session. Johnny, come on, man. All right, the news, of course, comes after last week when Miami-based autograph broker Drew Timon said that Johnny Football signed 1,100 autographs for him. And two Northeast-based brokers claim they have paid Manziel over $7,000 for an autograph session with them. Now, the NCAA is currently investigating the Manziel situation to see if any bylaws were broken. If they were, Manziel could be ruled ineligible for next season. Man. All right, and some sad news here. A fan has died at the Braves game. The Braves were scheduled to play the Phillies Monday at 7:10, but man, a tragedy shortly followed as rain delayed the game for several hours. A man fell 65 feet from the upper level at Turner Stadium and fell to his death in a secured parking lot at 8:55 p.m. Now, police are currently investigating the incident through autopsy in order to rule if alcohol played a factor. And this has not been the first death at a Braves game at Turner. And other death falls at sporting events in the past include a Tennessee fan falling about 45 feet at the Georgia Dome in October and a Texas fan falling 20 feet at Rangers Ballpark. And as far as Turner is concerned, there have been two other deaths that have been reported at that stadium in the past. One of a guy falling down the stairs at the stadium and another incident. I mean, it's really, really be safe when you go out to games like that because anything could happen. All right, LeBron James. After days of consideration, the Miami Heat star says he will not run for president or vice president of the National Basketball Players Association. Now, last weekend at James's charity event in Akron, Ohio, he expressed his dissatisfaction with the direction of the NBPA. He told ESPN, quote, "I think the union is just going backwards." Well, hey, just hear from himself.
I just think, you know, the union is definitely in going backwards, and it's not in a good place right now. And, you know, I think my voice could be huge in that situation. But I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if I have the time to do it. But it's something I'm going to think about with my team and go from there. But I think we all can agree on that. You know, there's been a lot of transition in our union the last couple of years. And, you know, hopefully if it's not me in that seat, then it's someone that's comfortable with it and can also do the job.
Yeah, so LeBron has come out that he will not be running for that president position. And with those comments that you just heard, players that are a part of the union right now are not happy with his comments. That includes Jerry Stackhouse. He is an executive member of the players' union. He disagreed with James's assessment on Monday. Jerry Stackhouse says, quote, "He's the best player in the game right now. We want the entire league to be involved, but he needs to be informed in speaking on our union business. I don't think he's had any dialogue with anyone since the All-Star break, but it is what it is. To make a statement like that about where we are as a union right now, he was misinformed." So, a lot of players definitely weighing in on that, specifically ones from the union have heard James's comments, and they do not agree with him. Now, the NBPA will be voting for a new president next week when they meet in Las Vegas. And the 76ers, they hire Brett Brown. USA Today reports that two sources say San Antonio Spurs assistant coach Brett Brown has agreed to coach the Philadelphia 76ers. He replaces former coach Doug Collins, who resigned in April after three seasons and two playoff appearances. Brown has been with the Spurs since 2002, starting as the director of player development. Before joining the Spurs in 2002, he spent nearly 14 seasons coaching in Australia. He also was Australia's national team assistant coach in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics and 2002 Sydney Olympics. He's been on the Spurs bench since 2006, 2007, and now has been hired to coach the Philadelphia 76ers. And RG3 has a new hairdo, ladies and gents. He's rocking the cornrows. So RG3, he joked with reporters that he wanted a new look while preparing for the 2013 season.
Yeah, new face, new hair. Looks good.
New face, new hair. There you go. New phase, new hair. Congrats to RG3. I think the look kind of goes, you know. I don't know. I do like the dreads. Don't get me wrong. But he works the cornrows. It kind of works. I didn't know cats were still rocking the cornrows. I thought that kind of died off in like 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago. But hey, he's RG3. He can do what he wants. All right, ladies and gents, we have to move on to our last segment of current sports. And boy, do we have a treat for you. You know how we do Pick'em Mondays, right? And you know how the loser has to sing, right? Well, today is that day. Yes, last month we had our Pick'em Mondays, and production assistant Matt Lutke came in last place. Now, Matt, he had previously won the month before that, taking home the crown. And as a result of that, Mike Corey, in turn, and production assistant Alex Shark had to rock the mic and sing. Well, guess what? It is Matt's turn. And let me tell you what, he's going to be singing Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle. I am not joking. Matt Lutke is going to take the mic right after the break and is going to sing Christina Aguilera's hit from back in the day, Genie in a Bottle. You do not want to miss that. And also we'll have Top 5 Tuesday as we list the top 5 NFL teams coming into this upcoming season. Keep it locked right here. You don't want to miss Matt's lovely voice. We have more current sports coming right at you.
On the next Fresh Air, Jenji Kohan, the creator of the new Netflix series Orange is the New Black. It's based on the memoir of the same name by Piper Kerman, who was sent to prison for having carried drug money. The series tells the stories of the diverse women in the prison. Kohan also created the Showtime series Weeds. Join us.
That's Fresh Air coming up at 3 o'clock.
I'm WKAR's Mark Bayshore. 7 days a week, Current State brings you the issues, personalities, and events making the heart of Mid-Michigan beat. From government to the arts, sports to education, from business to travel, it's all got a home. It's Current State, weekdays at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on 90.5 FM and at noon on AM 870 WKAR.
Welcome back to Current Sports. As always, I'm your host, Al Martin. We've had a great show so far. We had Ira Childress. He is the new Okemos High School Athletic Director. And we also had a nice little, lot of stories, a lot of things happening last night in sports. Now, this is going to be the highlight of my day, maybe my week. Matt Lutke. Matt, he lost Pick'em Mondays for the month of July. And as our custom here on Current Sports, if you lose a month, you got to rock the mic and sing something. So the winner of last month was Alex Shark. Alex totally changed things around, coming out with the victory. So he got to choose the song that Matt would sing on today's show. All right, folks, if you're driving, turn your radios up. If you're in your backyard, crank that stereo up. This is going to be a special one. We have Matt. Matt is going to sing Christina Aguilera's genie in a bottle. I'm looking at him right now. He looks ready to rock the mic. Here we go. Genie in a bottle.
Yep. Feel like I've been locked up tight for a century. Lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way. That don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Love. My body's saying let's go. But my heart is saying no. If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. You gotta make a big impression. I gotta like what you do. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on and let me out. Music's playing and the lights down low. Just one more dance and then we're good to go. Waiting for someone who needs me. Hormones racing at the speed of light. That don't mean it's gonna be tonight. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, my body's saying let's go. Oh, my heart is saying no. If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. Just come and set me free, baby, and I'll be with you. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Gotta rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on and let me out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my stomach's hurt. My stomach is hurting from that. Thanks so much for being a great sport. That was hilarious.
Well, my pleasure.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how you're about to finish the show.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. I need some water. I'm never doing a full show without water again. That was hilarious, though. Oh, my goodness. Well, there you have it. Oh, Matt Lucky, he loses the month of July. He just sung Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle. I hope I don't ever lose, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
That's torture.
But oh, little tip, gosh. Going with the country twang.
That worked.
I needed it. I can't hit those notes otherwise.
You're right.
Heck no.
You're right. Heck
so I
no.
just went monotone country.
Oh, man.
I think it worked best for everybody.
That was great.
Listeners at home especially.
That was hilarious. Oof. Hilarious stuff. All right. Well, we have about 11 minutes left in the show, guys. Top 5 Tuesday. I'm joined by intern Mike Corey, production assistants, Alex Sharg and Matt Lucky, as we list the top 5 NFL teams, our predictions coming into this upcoming season. So, gentlemen, I guess I'll start this thing off really quick. For me, I think I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers at number 1. For me, reason being, now they lost Michael Crabtree for at least 6 months. Freak injury there. But the defense is still strong. Last year, they were ranked 3rd in the league. Vernon Davis, definitely ready for a bigger role at the tight end position. I think he will have a huge season. And Colin Kaepernick was unbelievable last season. Can he duplicate that? We will see. But if he does, if he goes anywhere close to duplicating what he did last season, I definitely see the San Francisco 49ers being that team next season. At number 2, I got to go with the Seattle Seahawks. Defense was ranked 4th last season. And Russell Wilson, another young QB who really impressed me and knocked my socks off looking at him last season. I really think Seattle is going to be strong. And there were a lot of reports when doing some research and looking around. There are a lot of reports that have Seattle at that number 1 spot. Many reports. So Seattle, definitely a team to be reckoned with. And Russell Wilson, man, he's something special. Third, I could also see this team being number 1, but I have him 3rd. The Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning. Let's just say it. I'm saying it is, in my opinion, is the greatest regular season quarterback I've ever seen in my life. He's unbelievable. Statistically, he is. He has a promising young running back in Monte Ball, who I think is going to have a great season next year. And now he has another offensive weapon in Wes Welker. And, wow, I mean, if you look at Wes Welker, I mean, that's got to be a joy for him. I mean, he just got finished playing with Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And now you go to Peyton Manning, who's another great. I mean, that's unbelievable for him. So that's another target for Peyton. I look to have him look for him to have a big season. Four, I'm going with the Patriots. Tom Brady, you can't go wrong with Tom Brady. And the Patriots are one, if not the most consistent NFL team in the past 10 years. I mean, they've been unbelievable. And now they also have an improved secondary. They needed a lot of help defensively because, folks, they were ranked 25th in the entire league last season. They have definitely made some moves to improve that secondary, though, so definitely be interesting to see that. Five, I'm rounding it out with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger, James Harrison is gone, but Lamar Woodley, Lawrence Timmons, and Troy Polamalu, I think, are going to step up as leaders on that team. Pittsburgh has the number one. They had the number one ranked defense last season. Now, they did finish with a very disappointing 8-8 season last year. They didn't even make the playoffs. I think that's going to fuel them this upcoming year, and I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to shake off that bug that he's been going through and going to have a big season. So that's my top five, guys. Who's next?
Am I going to step up? All right, let's do it. Let's go. I'm going to go one down as well. Number one, I have Seattle. I am one of those people who has the Seahawks number one.
Gotcha.
They've got pretty much everything. Defense, offense, they can do it all. Mobile quarterback, which is very in vogue right now. Russell Wilson, we've seen how good he is in person here in East Lansing, and he took it to the NFL too.
Yes.
Number two, I have the 49ers, keeping it in the NFC West. That's going to be a tough division from the laughingstock of the league to the top dog as far as divisions go.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm going to be boring and go with the Denver Broncos as well.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, they just have no one else in their division who is any good.
Right. If you look at the division, that division is just
is garbage.
Yeah, garbage. Straight up garbage.
Oakland, San Diego, and Kansas City are not good teams. So I think they'll be fine there. Number four, I have the Houston Texans out of the AFC South. You know, Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, Matt Schaub. That's a nice trio of skill players. And then number five, I have the Atlanta Falcons down in the NFC South. Another case where they don't really have the strongest division, and they're very good at home.
The Falcons just missed my top five. I had them six.
There you go.
Yeah. Good top fives all around so far. I'll continue the trend and go.
I know you're going to rock the boat, Alex. Somewhere in this, you're going to put the Lions number one.
New York Jets number one.
New York Jets number one.
No, I'm not pulling a Sanchez headbutt this year. No. I'm going to start off with number one, as Al stated, is the San Francisco 49ers. The reason being, and this is even a debate within itself, the power rankings right now are the best teams right now, correct?
Yeah.
Right now, who are the best teams? Considering San Francisco went to the Super Bowl, in Seattle, yes, they may have the most potential. That is exactly why I'm going to put them number one. And then following them will be the Seahawks, number two.
So you have the 49ers on reason alone being that they made the Super Bowl last season.
Well, not reason alone, but they're just simply the best.
Are the Ravens in your top five?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No way.
Then hold on. I'm trying to figure out how you rationale that then.
No. What I'm saying is, if you look at the teams right now, if you look at their talent, their value, and then you look at what they did the last year, sure, the Ravens did a great job last year, but they didn't make the Super Bowl.
That makes sense.
But, they lost all their core guys.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
I'm just combining a bunch of different.
No, that makes sense. I was just clarifying.
Okay,
cool. You're good. We're on the same page. Gotcha.
All right, Seahawks at two. Three, I went with the Denver Broncos as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then my number four, which differentiates from you, but I put the Houston Texans at four. Now this is another issue to bring up. Will Arian Foster hold up? When will it all stop?
That's the thing. With Houston, they run Arian Foster like he's Le'Veon Bell from Michigan State. I mean, the wear and tear on Arian Foster is through the roof. I don't know how long you hold up. They can't run him the way they did last season this season. I don't see the longevity of Arian Foster holding up like it did last season.
You think injury prone is the big thing?
Yeah, I think if they run him as much as they did last season, he's getting injured. He's great for fantasy, though. I don't know. Like, picking him up for fantasy squad.
Yeah.
Until he gets hurt.
Until he gets hurt, then trade him.
Rounding it out, I have the Pats at number five. New England, always solid every year.
So you guys are saying that, but have they ever dealt with a murderer on their team?
Sure, this is a different dynamic.
It's not like they might be consistent, but it's not like they have the off-season issues that they've had this off-season.
As far as
being
Bill Belichick,
top five in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I trust him. I mean, for the Patriots, they are so ridiculously consistent. I mean, they're a shoo-in for my top five just on that alone. Right. Now, like you said, going with this whole Aaron Hernandez situation, I think that a coach like Bill Belichick has that locker room in check to a certain degree.
That's fair. Yeah. I'm just saying, different circumstances than usual as far as, you know, just rolling into next season for the Patriots.
True. Definitely.
It's a good thing to know.
All right, I'll go number one. I'm going to be just Duffnering my first pick along with
Duffnering.
You guys. 49ers, number one. They have the most solid team coming into the season in the NFL. Yeah, they had not going to have Crabtree for a little bit, but the pickup of Anquan Boldin was extremely great, especially after the coming off the postseason that he had. So they're my number one. Number two, the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning was unbelievable last year. And with the addition of Wes Welker to already from last year, 1,000-yard receivers in Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker, that's just they have.
They got a lot of weapons.
Yeah, they have a lot.
You could argue and say that the Denver Broncos are, I mean, just looking on paper right now, that you could put them at number one. You could put that top three, that's 49ers, Seahawks, mm-hmm. and Broncos. I mean, either one of those teams could easily be number one on the list.
Yeah, the reason I have I had the Seahawks number three mainly because I want to see what their wide receiver core can do. They're not going to have Percy Harvin for a little bit. I want to see who steps up right now because if Percy Harvin, they would have competed for the number two slot. But since they're not going to have them, I pushed them down to number three. But their defense and the home crowd, the 12th man, they are basically unstoppable at home going next year. Number four, I have the Patriots, just mainly because you really can't go against Tom Brady, even with what's happened in the offseason and the fact that they lost Wes Welker. But what I'm mainly pushing here is their defense. They have a really young defense.
They do, very young. Like I said, their defense last year was ranked 25th, and they made some moves to improve that secondary. Yeah. I'm interested to see how good that secondary is going to be because they got burned a lot of many games down the field last season.
Yeah, I'm going to be very high in their defense, mainly because they have a year under their belt, have some good additions coming into the season. Number five, I'm taking a leap, and I'm going to say the Packers. Mm-hmm. The Packers, they lost Greg Jennings, but I see Randall Cobb stepping up this year and having a big year.
Well, I think the bigger question with the Packers is, can you protect Aaron Rodgers? He's got sacked 48 times.
I don't think that's going to be a big issue this year. They drafted a couple offensive linemen, I believe.
And Eddie Lacy.
Now they're going to try to push for the running game to help alleviate the pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. So I see them coming in. They're obviously the NFC North favorites this year for the Lions are going to compete against. But I see the Packers at number five.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, he can't get sacked 48 times, though. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and goes down, That's it for the Packers. So,
well, what about Matt Flynn? Or was that just when they're playing the Lions?
They'll
have another guy going for Diamond and one week, game. Throw mm-hmm. five touchdowns, and sign a $15 million contract.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, that's how Roethlisberger got his big stint, too. He started.
I mean, Tom Brady.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Yeah, exactly.
Injury fill-in.
Right. There you go. Just quickly, do you guys think the Lions are going to make the playoffs?
Nope.
Really?
Not doing it.
No. I think they're going to be right there.
Yeah,
right there.
They're going to really compete for the wild card. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. I think, well, gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to give me something.
I think they're going to be at the very least second in the NFC North.
So, yeah. Yes.
I think
at least second.
Is that a yes? Is that a yes? That's a yes?
It's a firm maybe.
It's a firm maybe. It's a very
the Vikings,
firm maybe.
The Vikings were a fluke last
they're
year.
They're going to regress.
Second.
Aaron, what about you?
I'm going to go with no.
Oh, no. Okay, we got it. Okay, no. Matt, come on, give me something. Yes or no?
Yeah, you know what? I'm on the bandwagon. Scoot over Matt Stafford. The Lions are making the playoffs.
They're making the playoffs. Yeah. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think they all – did I say mine? Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to make the playoffs. All right, well, before we leave, special thanks to everyone that contributed to today's episode of Current Sports. Alex Sharp, Matt Lucky, production assistants, intern, Mike Corey, engineer, Aaron Young, Peter Worf, our outstanding station manager here at WKAR. Thanks to Ira Childress. He is the new Okemos High School Athletic Director. Look forward to the great things he has in store for that school. Same time, same place tomorrow. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR East Lansing and WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. Hey, take care and be easy, people.